The meaning of compassion. Compassion is unfettered by material restraints. The term material implies survival of the fittest based on who is more dominant, controlling, and capable of manipulating others. Compassion is the opposite. It is a spiritual trait based on selflessness and freedom from envy or any sense of proprietorship. It is not sentimental, and it does not come and go with our feelings. When we are compassionate, we offer unmotivated, unconditional love to others, freely making sacrifices on their behalf. Compassion is spontaneous and has nothing to do with guilt, fear, or resentment. If we offer help to others when we do not really want to, we are not motivated by compassion. In such cases, we feel compelled to act by the circumstances, offering ourselves grudgingly only because we have not found a way to escape. But the situation is entirely different when we give assistance to others in an exhilarated, joyful state of consciousness. That is true compassion. If we profess to love God, we must also love His parts and parcels, that is, all the living beings around us. A true devotee of the Lord is only interested in being a servant of others, viewing everyone as a manifestation of the Lord's energies. We can exclude no one from the range of our love and compassion, because when we serve others, we are actually serving the Lord. Material life is full of countless misfortunes. If we are concerned only about our own comfort or even our own liberation, we are clinging to a selfish orientation and cannot attain the ultimate goal of loving association with the Lord and His kingdom. But if we develop a deep level of selflessness and compassion, we become genuine servants who can share divine love with everyone regardless of their circumstances. As we encounter those who are suffering, the blind, the handicapped, the ill, the homeless, the imprisoned, the abused, or those forced to flee their homes, for example, we love them so much that we want to take their burdens on ourselves to free them from their pain.